We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We talk a little basketball. Stephon Bondi does a fine job for the New York Daily News. How are you, Mr. Bondi?
I'm doing all right, man. How you doing, Evan?
I'm all right. The Durant interview with the Undefeated, the Durant announcement, your reaction to it is what?
I'm disappointed. In the interview, he said, I feel like a normal player again. And, I thought that would be an opportunity for him, listen, to at least try to go to a training camp, maybe have a minutes restriction if he came back and just kind of feel it out rather than just saying blankly, I'm not going to play. I thought it was an opportunity for him. You know, not just for the Nets and the Nets fans, there's a small window where they can actually win a title together, but a message for the NBA, because, you know, let's face it, you know, this tournament that's going to happen in the playoffs, this, after it resumes, it's going to look awkward. It's going to feel awkward. There's going to be a sense, well, this isn't real basketball as you're watching your own TV with no fans and all that stuff. And it was an opportunity for him to say, you know, I'm coming back. This is important for the NBA. You guys should tune in. You guys should watch it. This is real. So, I'm not in his head. I'm not, you know, it's hard for me to say what he should do with his body, but I am disappointed.
Well, that's the word. I think you hit it right on the head. I was explaining that this morning as a Net fan, that's the overriding feel I had is disappointment. I'm not angry at him necessarily, but I'm curious. The reasons he gave in the interview was a lot about, hey, this was our plan. Our plan all along was not to come back this year. But that doesn't explain that everything's different. That, you know, no one knew back last summer that there was going to be a four-month break from the NBA season and then everyone was going to go down to Orlando. So what do you think the real reason is? Do you think it's not trusting his body? Do you think it's not wanting to play in this weird environment? What do you think the real reason is that Kevin's not going to play?
Yeah, I know there was some hesitancy on the Nets' part to thrust him into a situation like this where you're jumping right into high-octane competition, right into the playoffs. And don't forget, remember what happened to him in Golden State. I mean, he can say what he wants, but he felt pressure and, you know, outside pressure and internal pressure to come back, and it cost him a year of his career, maybe longer. So I think all that was swirling on in his head. And it does make sense on some level. Like I said, I'm disappointed, but it does make sense to not jump right back into a situation like this. So I understand where he was coming from that perspective.
I thought the 8 games made it more reasonable because I wasn't sure. None of us really was sure what they were going to do. But I remember talking, and maybe it was with you when you came on a while ago and with Joe, that maybe they'll play 3 regular season games. I never expected 8. 8 is a big number. And I thought that getting the opportunity to, you know, not have to play big minutes, you know, play 8 regular season games made this format actually more realistic for a Durant return.
I agree. And I don't personally see the problem with, all right, I'm going to go to training camp. I'm going to go with the team to Orlando. I'm going to see how I feel. I'm going to participate, you know, in these scrimmages before we actual regular season games start. And then when the regular season game starts, I'll be in on 20-minute restriction, see how that works out. And then take it, you know, update, you know, step by step in that direction. But he decided to come out and blankly say, I'm not going to play.
Do you think, because, what I said to my fellow Net fan this morning is, all right, we got to go back to what you thought about in the middle of March. Kyrie's not playing. Durant's not playing. You're going to the playoffs. Let's have some fun. They'll probably lose in the first round, but you never know. The you never know factor has become a lot bigger now because of the environment that we're in. You know, Spencer Dinwiddie's still going to be there. Caris LeVert was playing some great basketball before the season stopped. He's still going to be there. And we don't know what kind of, you know, workouts guys have had. How about the factor that, you know, this team, even without the two stars, could go on some type of run, because anybody can go on some type of run because of the format that we have?
Yeah, you know what's funny is I talked to a bunch of people throughout the NBA, and nobody seems to have a consensus about who's going to have the advantage when they come back. Is it going to be the young players because their bodies, you know, recover very quickly and they're able to jump right into something that without having to be sore the next day or whatever? Is it the old guys because they're, you know, they're more attuned to their body? They understand when to rest, when not to rest, and when to get up for games and stuff like that. So I don't know what's going to happen. I am so interested. I'm going to be locked into these playoffs. I don't think I'm going to be making the trip to Orlando. But I think I am fascinated by what's going to happen here. I do think that the young teams do have an advantage. But it's really about who's hungry. And I was talking to Jeff Van Gundy 2 days ago. He was like, what happens? We're in this clunky situation in Orlando. These guys are going to be there. I mean, if you take from the beginning of when they have to arrive for training camp and you make a run all the way to the finals, you are in this bubble for 3 months, right? That takes an emotional toll on guys. I cover teams when they go on these 2 week road trips, and by the end of it, I mean, they're beaten down. They want to get the hell home. And that's why they say, you know, the last game of a road trip is the toughest one. I mean, but imagine staying in lockdown for 3 months. I mean, personally, we've been in this quarantine for 3 months. And obviously it's easing up now, but just that puts you in perspective of how long that is.
And imagine this, imagine you're so close to that new Star Wars ride. You can taste it and yet you're not allowed to go on it. How about that aspect?
What's the new Star Wars ride? Oh, see, I went a few years ago. It's fantastic.
Well, so here's the deal. I'm not even kidding you, and it's worth talking about and explaining. So I went to Disney World with my family this past December for Christmas, for the holidays. And we drove all the way down there. We get there, and my wife's doing research about rides because our son's 3 years old, so there's only a certain amount of rides we can go on. And she says, I'm reading about this Star Wars ride. It's not even a line. You can't even wait on a line. You got to sign up with an app, and maybe they'll pick you to go on the ride.
Wow.
But not only that, Stefan, it gets crazier. She tells me you can only sign up if you go to the theme park at 6 o'clock in the morning before it opens. And I said,
wow.
Yeah. So here's what we do. We go there at 6 o'clock in the morning. There's a line out the door. People are all there to put their app on to sign up for the Star Wars ride. 6 a.m. happens. They say, okay, you can do it. We sign up and we find out 5 minutes later that we have a reservation to go on this ride at about 11:30 in the morning. So we go home or go back to the place we're staying. Then we go back to the park and we go on this ride. And here's the deal, man. It's like a ride you've never been on before. There's 10 different rides in one. There's actors that are kind of like portraying the bad guys from Star Wars. I know nothing about Star Wars, I got to be honest. And they're trying to like intimidate you and freak you out. And then you go on a ride. It's like a 15-minute, 20-minute ride. And I got to admit, it's nuts. Is it worth getting up at 6 a.m. for? That's up to interpretation. But it's like a ride I've never seen before.
Well, I feel like it was wasted on you, a non-Star Wars fan. I'm a big Star Wars guy. You know who I feel bad for the most is our boy Brooke Lopez.
I know.
How's he going to resist?
You're right. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. You're right. It was wasted on me. It was more just when you see something as so difficult to get on, it just intrigues you. You know?
Okay.
That was it. Because that was what my wife was intrigued by. She's like, "Oh, this is difficult to go on the ride. We got to try to figure out how to get on the ride." You know?
Well, I'm going to be I'm going to be the guy waking up at 6 a.m. You got me pumped up.
Dude, I'm telling you, you'll love it because you'll know all the characters. I didn't know who anybody was.
And you still liked it. So what does that say?
Exactly. It was cool. It was very, very cool. Anyhow, I forgot. Oh, we were talking basketball. That's right. The aspect of home court advantage. To me, I don't know how you feel about this. Embrace the fact it's a neutral environment. Would you do something to give home teams an advantage, or would you do what I say, which is, you know what, it's neutral site, don't try to get too cute?
Yeah, I don't want to. I wouldn't get too cute. I know they've tossed around some ideas of, like, giving the teams with better records first choice in hotel rooms, you know, making them a little bit more comfortable. I don't mind something like that. But to somehow alter the game to give at a neutral site to give one team an advantage sounds silly to me. One team that's very interesting to watch here is the Philadelphia 76ers, because they were so much better at home, right? And they were awful on the road.
Yep.
So was it a case of they were just a bad road team or they were a great home team. And we're going to see them in a neutral site. So they're very, for me, they're very interesting to watch in this format.
No doubt. And I think what it does, because, you know, we're all trying to predict, like, what does it mean? Because we're in such a different environment. But if teams are close and, you know, you look at the Western Conference, the standings between Denver to probably Dallas, 3-7 was so close that I think you taking away home court advantage just takes away the importance of being the three seed, where there really is no difference other than matchups of being the three seed, the four seed, the five seed, the six seed, the seven seed. Other than who you face, there's just absolutely no advantage to it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I said, I'm really pumped up to see how this is all going to work out. And excited to see live sports again, which is why I wanted Durant back. I thought he would add an element of excitement to it. But now, as a Nets fan, I got to ask you, would you rather them creep into the seventh or eighth seed or hold on to their draft pick?
No, I want to make the playoffs.
All right. I agree with that.
I always think that, and even though, yes, if they miss the playoffs, they keep their lottery-protected pick because you are allowed to protect lottery picks, Billy, if you're listening. But especially in this environment that you talked about where you never know, I'd want to be in it. Because even if it doesn't mean they're going to go win an NBA title, I certainly don't expect that. You know, if they go beat the Raptors in a seven-game series, I'd be pumped up. I think Net fans would be excited. We'd be like, hey, we got more basketball throughout August and maybe September. And I think that's better than the idea of having a draft pick that you're going to have to give up eventually. Whether it's this year or next year, eventually you are going to have to pay the piper of that Allen Crabbe trade.
Right.
So
I think the Nets do have, you know, they were playing really well before the break. They had just beaten the Lakers. Remember that?
They have a new
coach who's going to be coaching his butt off, trying to win some games to try to keep the job. So they're gonna be a team to watch in there.
Have they? And I want to get to the Knicks in a second, but on the net end of things, because you mentioned the coaching situation, have they begun the process at all, or is it simply this is Jacques Vaughn's team, and as soon as we're eliminated, we'll begin that next step? Where are they with the coaching search, if anywhere?
Yeah, just how you nailed it right there. And that's the way it should be. I mean, they're about to embark on a playoff run. You don't want you want the coach that's in place right now to feel like he has the power to make the decisions, and that's where they are. What I've heard and what I've reported before is Ty Lue is a guy that is definitely interested in the job, and I think Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant are interested in him coming aboard as well. So he's a guy I'd look toward. Also, Mark Jackson has the ties to Kevin Durant and his agent, so he's a guy to look at as well. But they're giving Jacques Vaughn right now the leeway to coach this team, and they haven't really started the search yet.
Talking to Stephon Bondy, can anything cause Tom Thibodeau to not get the Knicks job, or is that just kind of a certainty at this point?
Yeah, from what I heard, it's his job to lose. Now, listen, they haven't begun the interview process yet. And so, you know, theoretically, you know, when they start interviewing these guys, he could totally bomb the interview. If they haven't interviewed him already, who knows? Things can theoretically change. But as I've heard and as I've reported, this is his job to lose. He has the connection to Leon Rose. And, you know, a lot of people knock him for overworking his players in the past and in Chicago, and he didn't get along with some of his stars in Minnesota. But if you look at his record, I mean, he's a winning coach. And, he did that as an assistant in Boston and New York. And, I think he would be a good hire. My number one choice would be Kenny Atkinson, though.
Yeah, no, I get it. I think Kenny has such a – what he did so well in Brooklyn is develop guys who are on the scrap heap. I mean, we saw it in so many places. And, you know, if he doesn't get the Knicks job, have you heard about other teams that would be interested in Kenny, or is he more likely to maybe sit out a year and wait for a more appealing job of his liking?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything else. I do know – I have heard that the Houston Rockets are probably going to have an opening. Because Mike D'Antoni's contract is up and they're not going to retain him. Now, if Houston, who has, you know, they have two superstars on their team, they make a run and win a championship, does that change things? I don't know. But they're going to have an opening. And, people around the league are not quite sure yet what Greg Popovich is going to do in San Antonio. So that'll be interesting to watch as well.
But what are his options? Come to Brooklyn or just retire?
No, retire.
Oh, not come to Brooklyn? Yeah.
I don't think, I have not heard that.
God, how awesome would that be?
Yeah, oh, that'd be great. God. Well, I don't know about for the media.
Well, you know what? Not my problem.
Yeah, good point.
I don't care. Look, he could come on our show and like yell at me and yell at Joe, and I don't care. That's fine. You know, you get one of the best coaches of all time coaching this team. Sign me up.
Yeah.
Lastly, I'm concerned that not you, not me, but people are going to view the NBA champion as legit or not legit based on who wins it. You know, if LeBron wins and you don't like LeBron, not a real title, doesn't count. If you don't like LeBron and he gets knocked out, see, LeBron's not Michael. Michael would have gone to Disney World and he would have won. Do you get a feel on how most people are going to view an NBA champion? Are you skeptical like me that it's just going to be how you want it to be?
No, I agree with you, and that's typically how this thing goes. Although, first of all, I have to see how this all plays out. I have to see the games to see how bizarre and odd it looks and, you know, how hard the teams are playing. Like, if you're I just did a story with a bunch of announcers. If there's no crowd yelling and Ray Allen hits this game-winning three-pointer or game-tying three-pointer in the NBA Finals, and, you know, Mike Breen is shouting bang, but there's no crowd there at all, it would just feel so weird and not legitimate. So I have to see how this all plays out before I make any judgments on you know, how it's going to be viewed. But you're right. I mean, people feel certain ways about LeBron. Although I will say this, he did win the title in the lockout year. And for the most part, people don't look at that as tainted.
I think that's so different, though, because I think that it's a shortened season. Most people devalue the regular season of the NBA anyway. I think the fact the playoffs are so different is going to make it easier for those to question the results. But, you know, you bring up a good point, and that is, how are we going to feel watching these games? That's why for the regular season games, I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't pump in fake crowd noise. I wouldn't do anything and almost use those regular season games as a testing ground to see, how does this feel? Do we have to do something? Do we have to add, you know, weird noises? Do we have to play a soundtrack? Like, I think you almost have to use those regular season games as a testing ground just to see how it feels, because none of us know how it's going to feel.
Yeah, and that's my understanding, at least in the beginning. They are not going to be pumping in crowd noise. And I was talking to somebody about this yesterday. One thing that they are thinking about doing, and maybe this is a money grab situation, but putting and how odd would this look? Putting a giant green screen behind the court where the TV pans out and you'd see it. And in that green screen, they project like people's faces, like Zoom conference style. And this would represent the fans.
Oh,
now, you know, is it because these people have to pay for their faces to go up there? Maybe it's, like I said, a money grab situation. I think that would look ridiculous.
Yes, and I got to tell you, I pay a lot of money to go get season tickets. They would have to pay me, and I still wouldn't want to do that.
Come on, you're handsome. Everybody wants to see your handsome face up there.
No, they don't. Absolutely not. Hey, great stuff, Stefan. I appreciate it. Good talking to you. Stay safe.
All right, man. You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.